Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, leader of the South Metro Alpha Dogs.
Doug, the deadline is tomorrow for people to turn in their signatures to Colorado Right to Life and Personhood Colorado.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday, they get turned in to the Secretary of State. And so your team, your goal is 2,000 signatures.
Right. I got commitments from my team to hit 2,000 as of today, confirmed in hand. We have 2,332 signatures.
Whoa, 2,332. Doug,
that's just
great.
My team.
That's just your team, and that's so far.
A bunch of us, I think 8 or 10 of us are going to our Republican caucus tonight.
Caucuses are tonight.
Yeah.
And so you go to your party's caucus, your precinct, and if you don't know how to find that, you could go to Colorado Right to Life's homepage, and you just click here to find out your precinct number and your caucus location,
right?
And you could print out a personhood resolution, and you go, and when they say, are there any resolutions, there'll probably be 7 people at your precinct caucus.
Yes, more than likely.
At mine is pretty active. We have about 30.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
on an on-presidential election
right,
year.
Right.
So maybe we'll have 7. So then the precinct captain will say, do you have a resolution? And just print out that sheet from Colorado Right to Life's homepage and say, I have a personhood resolution.
There you go.
And it should pass, Lord willing. People just vote yes or no.
Yes or no.
And then it'll go up through backward up the food chain.
Yeah, right.
Right? It'll go to the county assembly and then the state assembly, and hopefully we'll get an endorsement for the personhood amendment. Now, we don't get that from all the Republican pro-life candidates, but hopefully
You're
we'll get
me.
It from the Republican Party.
Well, hopefully. So if you want to find out how to go to your caucus, go to ColoradoRTL.com. It's simple to find out. Even if you're not a registered Republican or Democrat, don't bother going to a Democrat caucus. But even if you're not a registered Republican, you can find out where the caucuses are. You can take your petition down there and get signatures of people going in, people coming out. You can even go in because it's public property.
Mm.
So it's a great place to gather signatures.
It's a great place to get signatures, and I've done it at a caucus 2 years ago. It was just great.
Well, this will be my first caucus, and I'm going to offer – I've got my – what's it called? A motion?
Your resolution.
My resolution. I've got it all printed out and signed.
If you're resolute.
I'm resolute about it.
Now, not all Republican candidates are resolute.
Not even all Democrats are resolute. Bob, did you hear what happened out in Los Angeles?
L.A.?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, the news just came in. Medical marijuana advocates have failed to gather enough signatures for a ballot measure.
No,
Los Angeles.
Potheads in L.A., they couldn't find enough potheads in L.A.?
And they only needed 15,000 signatures. And how many people live in L.A.? Millions?
Millions. Many millions.
How many potheads?
Way more than in Colorado.
How many potheads live in L.A.?
Millions.
Maybe not more than Colorado, though.
Millions. And they're doing the same thing in L.A. that we're doing in Colorado.
Right.
They're trying to get signatures to get on the ballot, and Lord willing, see, we're praying for God's blessing on our effort.
Yes, we are. They were just praying that they could get out of bed before 2, and apparently they couldn't.
Right. Apparently they couldn't. And then not only that, the signatures have to be to some degree legible.
They do, yes.
And so you've got a bunch, guys on their bongs.
It's hard to write while you're wasted.
Yeah.
But look, I find this interesting. They needed 27,400. What are the odds that the Christians in Colorado will turn in somewhere around 27,400 in a 2-week period?
That would be funny because we've had 15 days.
Yeah, 15 days. I don't know how long they had for this. I think it was a typical
6-month
deal.
Hmm.
But,
So we're going to have a good time, and we'll see. We'll see how we do against the potheads in L.A.
Potheads in L.A., those poor guys. But you were talking about Republican candidates and going to my caucus. Now, I haven't been an active Republican, but I'm probably going to get more active as I go down to my caucus and wrench power away from the powers that be and try to take it over, maybe.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Plus, you could be a delegate. You could say, hey, I'd like to be a delegate, so put my name in the ring.
I think I can do it. I found out both my captains are disappeared. They're not only the one I talked about yesterday, nobody can find the other one either. So I could go in there and assume power.
Great. And you'll be the delegate to the county assembly.
I'll be the delegate to the county
assembly.
And you
could introduce the personhood resolution there.
And this is the year. If ever there were a year when conservatives could sweep to power, this is a good year.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
only
it should be. But this was the same after 2 years of Clinton. Remember?
I remember.
2 years of Clinton, we had the Republican Revolution in the House. And my whole audience was giddy. They were giddy with joy.
I was giddy.
That we were going to fix the country because the Republicans won. And I went on the air. This was Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And I said, guys, you're all going to hate me, but this is nothing. This amounts to nothing. This is not a victory. This is a distraction because in 2 years from now, America will be worse. It will be worse by 1996. That was in 1994.
That's right.
America will be worse, and it will not be because the Republicans in the House lost every battle they fought. No. A lot of the corrupt, socialist, left-wing legislation will be from the Republicans in the House.
And
2 years later, that all came true.
Not just 2 years later. They held the House until 2006. They held the House for 16 years.
And
where did we end up?
When the Republicans have the White House, the Senate, and the House, and the Supreme Court, seven out of nine U.S. Supreme Court justices Republican, they got the trifecta, all
That's
three
right.
branches, and the country gets morally worse.
Yeah.
Child killing, homosexuality, godless education, the whole bit.
But
And Bush gives us socialized, faith-based welfare.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway, yeah, we have a mess in Colorado, and we have candidates who are against the personhood amendment.
Well, wait a minute.
So for sure you should oppose them.
We have some that are for it. I was at the March for Life, and there were a number of state-level candidates and office holders who signed the personhood petition.
Yeah, there are some various candidates running for their local representative.
I remember Renfro. Renfro signed.
Scott Renfro.
I'm going to forget some people, and we apologize for that.
Yeah, but what I'd like to do is talk about the statewide known candidates.
Let's talk about our great conservative hopefuls. First of all, the one I'm familiar with, Scott McGinnis. He's going to be running against John Hickenlooper for governor, possibly.
Yeah.
Him or there's another fellow.
And in order to end abortion, the Republican Party has been using abortion as a fundraiser and to get votes and campaigners for 30 years.
Yeah, since the 70s.
Yeah, if abortion were to end, if it were to go away tomorrow, the Republican Party would have a much harder job getting money and campaign activists.
And bamboozling Christians.
They'd have a much more difficult time. So what is the actual motivation for Republicans to end abortion? So you've got Scott McGinnis, who through his entire career is a fraud. Scott McGinnis is a fraud. He's pro-choice. Maybe he has a few exceptions, but he's a pro-abort. Scott McGinnis is a pro-abort. Scott McGinnis is a pro-abort.
And
Scott McGinnis is a pro-abort.
Okay.
Don't let him lie to you. He's a fraud.
Now, he's our conservative front runner.
He's our conservative child killer.
Where does John Hickenlooper come down on abortion?
He's a child killer.
Okay, but I mean different than McGinnis.
Yeah, here's the I'll give you the national right to life strategy in a sentence.
Okay.
Our child killers are better than their child killers.
I see.
Our mass murderers are better than their mass murderers. That's what they want you to think. And when people have exceptions, Doug, we talked about exceptionscalculator.com, like George W. Bush has exceptions, right?
Yeah, he does.
And they want everybody to think, oh, the exceptions, there's only the smallest number of children he would support killing.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that's not true at all, because when you look at their exceptions and you actually add them up, which exceptionscalculator.com does, you find out that George W. Bush supported, by his own policies, laws, he supported killing over 3 million children while he was president. Over 3 million.
Now, that's a significant number.
Yeah, so National Right to Life, they tell you, oh, George Bush is 100% pro-life, whatever. They rig their tallies, you know. And so those who have exceptions, it turns out when you actually do the math, now, if they supported killing one child, like
just one,
say one of my kids.
Yeah. What if
I would oppose them.
Yeah, and they would be that would be wicked.
If they supported killing one of your kids, one of my neighbor's kids, one child, if you could save the whole world and all you had to do was to vote for killing one innocent child, you're evil if you're tempted to do it, and you should not do it. Because what God wants is obedience.
Right.
Don't kill the innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so these guys, it turns out that they actually support the killing of countless hundreds of thousands or millions of children. Exceptions are a window to their soul. If we're trying to stop the Holocaust and they say, you know, I'm against killing Jews except for the ones
that hoard eggs,
or like, except for the ones who don't know their place.
Yeah.
I'm against killing Jews except for the ones who are uppity.
Yeah.
Right. Then that candidate would be evil. It would be easy for us. So the same thing. I'm against killing children except for the ones. Exceptions are the window to the soul. On theissues.com.
Yeah, on the issues. Just saw
Jane Norton.
Jane Norton, yeah.
It supports killing children.
If their father is a criminal.
She's a child killer with exceptions. She's pro-choice with exceptions.
And she's a... Oh, wait, I see the difference, Bob. You didn't notice this?
What?
Hickenlooper's got a D next to his name. McGinnis has an R. You didn't see that?
See that? Like,
there is a difference.
There is a difference. So, like, Mitt Romney, for example, Mitt Romney funded with tax dollars abortion, late-term abortion, statewide in Massachusetts, and the Republicans focus on the family. All these Republican groups, the General Council of National Right to Life, joined his campaign, was actually on his campaign. And so, yeah, because he had an R after his name, if he had a D after his name, they would be saying, do you know he instituted homosexual marriage
tax-funded
abortion? So the Christians have been led astray by many of our leaders. So we need the Jane Nortons of the world to become miserable that abortion is legal, because we need to let everyone know that she is a child killer. She thinks if the baby's father's a criminal, it should be okay to kill the baby. She will fight for the right to kill the baby if its father's a criminal.
But Bob, do you ever feel like by pointing these things out that you're just attacking people who should be our friends? These are our people, Bob. They have ours after their name.
They have ours.
Don't you feel like you're attacking our own?
Arr.
They have ours after their name.
Actually, Doug, if these people are comfortable with Planned Parenthood, as long as they fill their campaign war chest with millions of dollars, and as long as they get reelected, they can coexist with the abortionist for the next 40 years. Mm. We have to make the conservative Christian pro-lifers miserable that children are being killed. Jane Norton has to get to the point where she despises the fact that children are killed, and she's willing to risk her career to stop the killing of children. Mm. And if that's not Norton, then she doesn't deserve anyone's support.
She's not one of our people.
No.
She's not one of us.
She's pro-choice with exceptions.
All right. Now, what about I haven't heard you throw any stones at Dan Mays. Do we know where Dan Mays stands on the issue?
He's competing with Scott McGinnis.
Right. He's going to be in the Republican primary.
Yeah, Scott McGinnis, who's the fraud. By the way, there's a Colorado Right to Life blog about this.
Oh, yeah?
Which goes through the candidate survey that many candidates have filled out. And, Doug, here in Colorado, candidates have said, okay, here are my answers to your seven questions.
Okay, so this isn't hearsay. This is from their own hand, from their
own
mouth.
Well, for many of them.
Yeah.
And it's true for Mays. Dan Mays filled out Colorado Right to Life's questionnaire, candidate survey, and he signed the personhood amendment.
He signed the petition, Dan Mays did.
He signed the personhood
petition. Well, that's a good sign.
That's extraordinary.
Okay.
And he answered yes, that he would protect innocent children without exceptions, except...
Uh-oh.
And so Colorado Right to Life is trying to educate Dan Mays on this. He said, except for embryonic stem cell research, he thinks that if those kids are not wanted, then that should be okay. Mm-hmm. So what we have to explain to Dan is he's just contradicted his entire position against abortion.
Right.
Because if you could do lethal research on the tiniest little boys and girls, if you could support that as a leader and say, I think it should be legal, to dismember, to kill these tiny little boys and girls for medical research, then you have denied personhood of that unborn child.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how Dan would feel about rounding up the homeless and doing experiments on them. They're not wanted.
Just the ones that are going to be discarded.
Yeah, just the ones who are going to drink themselves to death, say, in the next 2 years. Why don't we get some good out of them?
Yeah.
And use them for bizarre medical experiments. I wonder how Dan would feel about that.
That's viable.
Well,
now, so
Dan's confused.
Dan Mays is a candidate who obviously wants to do what's right, wants to know what's right, and he is very close. Colorado Right to Life will not endorse a candidate who advocates killing some innocent children. And I think Dan Mays doesn't want to be that kind of person.
But he needs some help because he's a well-trained Republican. He's been well-trained by the Republican Party and by the national pro-life leadership that we've had for the last 20 years. They've trained him well. He doesn't understand that you can't kill any innocent people,
right,
Dan?
So people think, well, we need Republicans to win because otherwise we'll never end abortion.
Yeah.
But Roe v. Wade was passed by a Republican majority in the Supreme Court. Roe v. Wade was written by a Republican justice, Harry Blackmun.
Harry Blackmun was a Republican?
Yeah.
He was appointed by a Republican?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
In Colorado, we had the first state in the nation to pass your standard abortion for rape, incest, and health.
Yeah, they passed
that combination.
Passed that in the middle of the 40 night.
40 years ago.
Middle of the night, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was signed by a Republican governor, John Love.
Two months later,
abortion was decriminalized in California by their Republican governor.
That was one Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, today we still have a Republican Supreme Court, and the Republicans have nominated most of the justices in the federal judiciary, which is overwhelmingly pro-choice, pro-abortion. So it's not true that if we elect Republicans, we'll end abortion, because Republicans gave us abortion.
Yeah, and, you know, here we are 40 years or at least 30 years after this strategy to elect Republicans and change the court. 30 years.
Yeah, how's that working for
you? How much longer do we need to experiment with this?
Yeah, Wanda, how's that working for you? If we elect Republicans, and so Sarah Palin learned from John McCain and George W. Bush, and she's the governor of Alaska, she gets to nominate a judge to be on the Supreme Court, and by their goofy rules, she only had a choice of a couple, or she could have fought it.
Yeah.
But she chose to put a Planned Parenthood board member on the Alaska Supreme Court, and she praised her as being a judge with wisdom and experience who will be a great value to the state of Alaska. And this is evil because she wrote in her book that when it comes to nominating judges, she does not consider abortion. It's not relevant to her. And that's the only strategy of National Right to Life.
That's right.
To end abortion.
Yep.
So
Republicans have been trained to resist the only strategy that the pro-lifers have. Bob, do you think it's possible that these people, you talk about developing the ability to coexist with Planned Parenthood, it sounds almost like you're questioning the motives of these people, that they've somehow lost their way so much that they're actually willing to say they're going to end abortion, but then pretty much actively work to make sure abortion continues as an industry.
Well, does stupidity lead to sin, or does sin lead to stupidity? I mean, you want to talk about politically naive.
Interesting question.
National Right to Life is about as politically naive as you can get.
Naive.
About as naive as you
naive,
can get.
You say.
Yeah.
Now, naive is forgivable, and it's also fixable.
Yeah, that's true with education.
Right? Yeah, naive is fixable.
But then there are those who are intentionally ignorant.
Yeah.
Intentionally ignorant, and you show them. You show them that our presidents, you say we need to elect Republican presidents, and the Republican candidates say, when I nominate judges, I don't look at whether they're pro-abortion or not.
Mm.
And so we're lied to. And Jay Norton was trained in this Republican climate. And so she needs to learn that she is expendable when it comes to her political career versus countless children who have their arms and legs ripped off. Norton is expendable. Mm. And Republicans need to learn that they are no longer going to have the opportunity to deceive true pro-life Christians.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
American Right to Life has been sounding the alarm for since, well, at least 2006. When did you make Focus on the Strategy 1?
Focus on the Strategy 1, I think 2005.
So since 2005, you've been sounding the alarm. So can any of these Republican leaders still claim naivete? Maybe they just haven't seen it. Maybe they haven't heard.
Well, there's a personhood movement afoot.
The personhood
in
movement
the country.
has received wide coverage throughout the nation.
Yeah. And so Dan Mays is aware of that, just like many other Republicans around the country, Republicans who are finding out that there's nowhere to hide. You can no longer hide among the exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, there never was an excuse.
I think we have to scratch naivete.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone can qualify. Maybe 5 years ago they could get by with that. I think it's willful ignorance at this point.
Yeah, willful ignorance. You know what an exception is when Jane Norton says she has exceptions?
Yeah.
An exception is a child who's going to be dismembered. Mm. An exception is a child who's going to be killed.
Wow. That's a very blunt way to put it.
Yeah, and so if Jane Norton doesn't have exceptions,
mm-hmm.
well, then she should come out and say, I advocate for the God-given right to life of the unborn child. I advocate for the God-given right to life of the unborn child, and I am against any child being killed, and I will advocate for the government to protect every child's right to life.
But wait a minute. What if that's not a politically viable strategy?
That's all the more reason to do it, because it takes leadership to teach people right from wrong. So, you know, abolition wasn't popular when blacks were slaves.
No, it took a while for that to catch on.
Yeah, and William Wilberforce in England fought that battle for 40 years. He's a hero known around the world, a Christian leader, political leader, and there are those who were compromisers who are nothing in the eyes of history.
Nobody remembers their name.
And worse, in the eyes of God.
Mm. Hey, Bob, I just asserted that a no-compromise policy on the dehumanization and murder of innocent people was not a viable, may not be a viable political strategy. My question is, how would we know that?
Has
anyone ever tried it?
Great point.
And a secondary point, do we know of any politicians that we can look at and say they definitely lost because they were too pro-life? Are there candidates?
Well, that usually happens in the primary. And in the primary, the Republican base usually is desperate to support a true pro-life candidate. National Right to Life, Focus on the Family, the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, Pat Robertson, they will come out and they will stand united against the true pro-lifer mm-hmm. and for the pro-abort, like Mitt Romney or Fred Thompson or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this. Has there ever been a politician who hasn't been undermined by the pro-life movement
lost? Ronald Reagan won one of the greatest landslides in the history of politics.
Yep.
And when he was running for president, he had no exceptions.
Mm.
No exceptions.
Good. Well, all the more reason to wrest power at your Republican caucus tonight. Go to ColoradoRTL.com if you want to find out how to find your caucus. Go to your Republican caucus and wrench power from the powers that be.
Yeah, you could ask to be voted as a delegate. You could introduce the personhood resolution.
We can't just have a coup. You can't go in and have a coup. If there's only five people there, maybe you could engineer a coup of your caucus. I'm going to try to engineer a coup. Since my captains are missing, I mean, how do you spell coup? C-O-U-P? That's going to be my goal at the caucus is to engineer a coup.
So, and you want to be a delegate to your county assembly?
I want to be the captain, and I want to take over.
All right.
But I might get corrupted. Maybe I shouldn't. Anyway, I'm definitely going to introduce the resolution.
Yeah,
that's
introduce
sure.
the resolution, get signatures, and then we need the signatures.
Tomorrow.
Today, you got to go to your precinct caucus, introduce the resolution, get signatures.
Get them notarized in the morning. Take them to one of our drop-off points. We've got drop-off points at Colorado Right to Life downtown Denver. We've got the Arvada office of Personhood Colorado. We've got my house for my team members.
That's right. And then on Colorado Right to Life's homepage, there are team leaders around the state. And you could call and say, how do I get my petition in? I've got signatures.
Yeah. And at this point, we need you to give sacrificially, and don't ask us to come and get them. Because we're going to be getting signatures, we're going to be processing. We're not going to be able to come to your house, get on a bus, or get on your 2 feet. If you start walking now, you could be at Colorado Right to Life by tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So, you know, give a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's needed. Tonight, go to your caucus if you can. If you don't know where it is, just go to ColoradoRightToLife.org.
Yep.
And click on Find Your Precinct Location, your caucus location. And print out the resolution and bring it and hand it in.
Yeah, and if you're not a registered Republican or Democrat and you want to go to a caucus,
go and get signatures outside.
Personhood Colorado can tell you. You can call them. Go to their website, personhoodcolorado.com. Call them. They'll tell you where some of the bigger cauci are so that you can go and catch people coming out. Now, speaking of corruption, Bob, did you know that George W. Bush, our most recent conservative leader, pro-choice with exceptions, he created an office called the White House Advisory Council on
Facebook on Facebook. Advisory Council on Facebook.
I knew I was going to mess that up. How many times did I press? The office was called the White House Advisory Council on Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. You remember George Bush.
It was so corrupt.
Yeah.
Socialism you with warned, a cut to the churches.
Right, a cut to the churches. Well, now that office is occupied by a special advisor to President Barack Hussein Obama.
Barack's new pastor?
Well, yeah. His name's Jim Wallace. Mm. And just the Associated Baptist Press describes him as a politically progressive evangelical and longtime advocate for the poor.
That means communist?
Pretty much means he's a communist. He started
socialist.
He started out as a leader of the Students for a Democratic Society back in the 60s. He founded an anti-capitalist magazine, and his magazine...
I told you it meant communist.
Yeah, his magazine, in their statement of faith, their statement of faith urges readers to refuse to accept capitalist structures and assumptions that normalize poverty and segregate the world by class. Mm.
Jesus said you'll always have the poor with you.
That's right.
If you give people freedom, then
that's what capitalism is.
Capitalism is freedom.
It's another word.
So these are people who are against freedom.
They're against freedom, and they now occupy an office created by our most recent Republican president.
Yeah, George W. Bush, when he introduced his faith-based initiatives, that was welfare where the church gets a cut. The church is the middleman,
right?
And it was as corrupt. Talk about trying to corrupt the body of Christ. That's what George W. Bush did. His influence was to corrupt the body of Christ, to get Christians to lie about child killers and say they're 100% pro-life. George W. Bush supported killing 3 million children. Check it out at exceptionscalculator.com. There is the total in black and white. And so we as Christians need to say we are not going to be deceived again.
Even if you have an R after your name.
Right.
That's right.
ProLifeProfiles.com.
Go there. Find out.
Thank you, Doug McBurney.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm going to the caucus. I got to print out my resolution.
I'm going to go engineer my coup.
All right. Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school. Our website is KGOV.com. Hey, we could use your help, but especially Colorado Right to Life. Need your help. God bless you.